the agenda, which is Wild Turkey Plan with Chad.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I'm going to turn over to the better chat here. Go ahead, Layman.
Oh,
Mr. Chairman, Commission, Secretary Hoepfler, how are you today?
Good. How about you?
Excellent. I'm going to go ahead and get the PowerPoint started here with Chris. Okay, so I'm going to provide a management plan update here today. We met with a stakeholder group. Next slide, Chris. Initially on July 7th, 2020, we provided an update on the new research findings, the current management objectives, and current management strategies. After a review of all of that information, we discussed those ideas with the stakeholder group to improve those strategies. After that, we provided a plan revision, and we met again with a second stakeholder meeting on August 24th, and we discussed edits to the plan and then changes and then finalized the plan. Next slide. So I'm going to outline some of the primary changes that occurred. A big one revolves around our statistics that we used around our harvest success rates. And what we did is we changed it. So if the upper confidence level is below 40% for two consecutive years, that's going to be a trigger for closing the fall season. Previously, if the lower confidence interval was touching or below the 40% threshold for two consecutive years, that would close the fall turkey season. And so what the stakeholder group and a lot of our staff thought was the best application of this was it would allow greater flexibility then for the managers to have a fall season if desired. And I'm going to point that out in some of the subsequent slides here and how you'll see some of those changes. We also updated the latest National Wild Turkey Federation member numbers and figures. We updated the economic impacts of spring turkey hunting. We updated the current research information, included our vetted matrix projection models, and then we updated all the harvest graphs and tables. Next slide. So this would be an objectives map for 2021, and we've got our updated spring turkey units there. Most of those occurred east of the Missouri River. You'll see we have the five spring units that are still in the maintained category, with the remainder of the state then in an increased objective category. Next slide. So I'm just gonna point out these tables and all the graphs and everything are obviously in the Wild Turkey Management Plan. So you can review these more closely. Here I just wanted to point out briefly that for the fall season license allocations, we decreased these numbers slightly. And one of the other changes that occurred for the Black Hills strategies, when you're in the low population abundance column there, which is the green column, if you look under the A category, and that's where our strategy is if we're below or touching that 30% spring harvest success threshold for two consecutive years, you're in that A category, that would move our license allocation to one license per person. Previously, that was two licenses for residents there. So that's a change for the Black Hills season and then also the fall license allocations. Next slide. So this just puts us in our current situation in the Black Hills then. We're currently in the low population status. Our population objective is to increase. As I pointed out there, we're in that harvest strategy A. And so what that means is management's restricted to a single bearded turkey and then one license per person. And then our single, any turkey licenses in the fall are limited to 200 or fewer. Next slide. And then with the Prairie Harvest table, our big change here is, of course, we changed the confidence limits to, versus having a lower confidence limit as our threshold there, we're using the upper confidence limit. And so that provides more flexibility then for managers to have a fall season if they so choose. Next slide. And this table has got a lot of information in it. Obviously, we'd want to refer back to the plan to look at these more closely. But what I want to highlight here is looking at the red highlighted areas, that's where our upper confidence limit fell below that 40% threshold. And so if we had 2 years in a row there where those are highlighted red, that unit then would fall into the trigger where we would close the fall season. And in previous years, under our old plan, we had a lot more red there and more fall closings. So this is going to provide more flexibility then for our managers. Next slide. And I believe that's the last one. Mr. Chairman, Commission, I'd like to take any questions if there are any, if we have time.
Any questions, comments? Questions, comments? Okay, thank you, Chad.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And so we'll go now to Chad Switzer, right, on 23EHD update.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler. Are you guys still hanging in there? We're back there. Real quick, back to the turkey plan. Just want to thank Chad Lehman, and Chad was kind of the spearheader, coordinator of that management plan revision, along with Travis Runia and a lot of our other department staff. And, you know, we did spend, you know, some considerable amount of time discussing, you know, hunting access for turkey hunters. Habitat development and whatnot, and so I recently shared in an email this afternoon two copies of that plan revision. One is a summary, which is a very short document. It's about 6 or 7 pages in length. I think you'll find that maybe much more intriguing to sit down and read than the overall larger document, more comprehensive. But we did provide you both, and hope you take an opportunity to read those if you are so interested. And we are working with our communication staff right now to get a news release out and inform the public that revised draft plan will be available for the public for about a 30-day public comment. And then we will come back to you with any adjustments to that draft plan, Mr. Chair, for your consideration and adoption at your January meeting. So in regards, Chris, if you can go to the hemorrhagic disease update, please. So, Mr. Chair, we just